The holiday season is here. We've all got a lot to do. Dinner may be something that gets knocked pretty far down the list, but never fear. Our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is here with some suggestions for easy and healthy meals.
And we are inhaling them. Hi, Kathy. Start with the healthy part of this, because this time of year is when I start mainlining, you know, eggnog and Linzer cookies.
Yeah, and you are not alone. I mean, we are going to parties and dropping by neighbors' homes, and there's trees to decorate and menorahs.
Or just sitting alone in your kitchen and eating Linzer cookies.
There's that also. But, I mean, usually what you're surrounded by are cheese platters and dips and chocolate. So the idea here is that these are three very quick meals with an emphasis on health, but always an emphasis on color and texture and flavor. So we'll start with the healthy rice bowl. I use brown rice because I love the nutty grain of it. If you're in a rush, you could go with white rice. I sauteed winter spinach. You could use Swiss chard or kale and some olive oil with some garlic. Mm-hmm. I surrounded the brown rice with the hot spinach, and then I poached an egg, which is something that seems to put the fear of God into people. Let me tell you what that means. I boiled a pot of water. I cracked an egg into it. I did not touch it for 3 minutes.
Exactly 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I took a slotted spoon. I removed it from the water. Yes, you can see it's perfect.
And
this is easy? You would call this an easy meal to make?
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Poaching the egg, it does sound
3 minutes, Jeremy.
You just drop it in the water.
Let's rewind. Boil water, drop egg in three minutes. Make some rice, saute some spinach. And then again, for texture and color, I sprinkled the top with pumpkin seeds, sort of a seasonal touch. You could use walnuts. Mm. You could use pine nuts, pistachios. It's got color and texture and super good for you. And then you can eat that whole plate of Christmas cookies.
It is delicious, too.
So good. Okay.
You've also got a dish here with chicken and fruit.
I do. And that, I wasn't going to tell this story, but I think I will because it will ring true for so many people. I was thinking, okay, quick, easy, here now, listeners. I opened my freezer. There were some chicken thighs. Okay, perfect. Got those. Then I saw that I had a sweet potato and some carrots from the farmer's market, and I also had some tangerines. Okay, quick, Kathy, think. So I took the chicken thighs, I put some yogurt on them, cumin, cilantro, and oregano and thyme. I cut the carrot and the sweet potato into small pieces. I roasted it at high temperature. Then I sprinkled some walnuts and tangerines on it. And isn't it so yummy?
You also have cilantro on there.
I do.
It's
I have fresh
so
cilantro.
Delicious. So delicious. And so the carrots are so sweet. Is that just the sugar coming up or did you put a glaze?
No, nothing. It's just they're from the farmer's market. So they probably came out of the ground in someone's not totally frozen land within the last week or two.
Yeah.
So the last thing that you have here, and by the way, our listeners can go to hereandnow.org to see your recipes and see some photos. The last thing you have is something I would definitely say is a nice, easy, quick thing to do, or at least quicker than others.
No, it
which is. Pizza.
Pizza, particularly if you have a great resource for pizza dough. And that could mean buying it frozen in your grocery store. It could also mean going to your favorite pizza parlor. Do we still call them parlors?
Yeah, we do.
And say, hey, can I buy just 2 rounds of dough for you? And often they make tons. They have extra. You could use whole wheat, again, playing up, or whole grain, I find in
the
supermarket.
Wait. I'm sorry. Sometimes these things fly by and my mouth's full. You can just go to your pizza place and ask them to buy some of their dough?
Wait, you mean you can't think when you're chewing? Is that what you just said? Yes, of course. You can say, hey, I only need a pound of pizza dough. Can you just sell me 2?
Robin needs pizza training, clearly.
I do.
And she needs to chew and then think. Okay, so no more eating on air, right? Anyway, you can use whole grain or whole wheat pizza or white pizza dough. I used beautiful shiitake mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, sauteed them with garlic and olive oil, and I added fresh ricotta cheese.
This is really good,
yeah,
by the way. And the dough is very, very good.
That came from my supermarket, Portland Pizza Company.
Wow. So what else? I mean, just to have on hand, we always have this conversation in the summer, maybe pesto and sun-dried tomatoes. What should you just have in the pantry for a quick dinner?
You know, honestly, if you want to really pay attention to this during this very tough holiday season, have a lot of vegetables around. Have carrots. Have winter squash. Polenta is a great way to go. It's just cornmeal, and you just add boiling water, and it's so comforting. Mushrooms are also great. A lot of fruit. You know, things that you think, well, I'm not going to really eat that because we're going to a holiday party. party. Actually, you will. And if you do have the right foods in the pantry, in the refrigerator, you're going to tend to eat a little bit better this time of year when everybody eats pretty not, you know, not very well.
Quick tip on the roasting. I mean, do you literally mean put it in a roasting pan when you talked about the carrots and the...
Absolutely. I put the chicken, the sweet potatoes, and the carrots all in a sheet pan. It was one dish, the whole meal in one dish. Quick, easy, and really bright colors and good flavors.
And how many days in this month do you think you're going to be able to even have the time to make a quick dinner?
You're asking me, the person that needs to cook every day, or they feel lost. And as the world spins out of control, it's the only thing that grounds me. So probably a lot more than you will.
Yes.
So a lot.
That's true. Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst will have all her recipes delicious at herenow.org. So simple. Kathy, thanks as always.
Kathy.
Thanks, guys.
And now Jeremy and I are going to go and crack eggs into boiling
more
water
pizza.
And eat. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.